So I'm just about to head in to do my gym workout, but before I do, part of my warm-up, I'm going to do the breath holds, as you're going to do as well. So just walking, exhale. Remember nasal breathing. After you finish that breath hold, don't just start panting. Really focus on controlling your breath, trying to recover as quickly and as smoothly as possible. So I'm just gonna keep walking around this gym and I'm gonna do 5 more reps like that. And the first one is always the toughest one. I mean, you don't go as long as you would like, but you will quickly find that you can really increase your ability to hold your breath, which is going to translate into stamina. And the cool thing is you don't even have to run to improve your stamina. So don't overlook these breath holds. They're really important. Just make sure you give yourself a little time to recover and then go again. So exhale. So this is going to improve your stamina. It's also going to warm up your lungs. It's great before games, great before any type of endurance activity to really warm up your lungs as well. So make sure you're doing that. You're also going to feel it, like the lactic buildup in your legs when you hold your breath. So your legs are going to feel heavy when you're holding your breath, and then it's going to release. So it's really training your body to operate with less oxygen. So it's going to improve your stamina. Make sure you do these breath holds.
This first warm-up exercise is one of my favorite. It's an assisted full squat. So sometimes I do it with bands, but you can really just hold on to any object. Get yourself low into a deep squat, trying to put your butt to the ground, trying to keep your toes straight, push your knees out with your elbows, and really just try to sit up nice and straight. Try not to have your back hunched over, and try to sit up as straight as you can, really trying to get proper squat form. My squat still needs a lot of work, but this stretch has really helped me a lot, and it's really helped to loosen up my hips. So just sit in there, and then I'll even do some hip rotations like that. You can see kind of working, doing circles, pushing out, and you can even do circles in, really trying to push out the knees, feel it in your ankles, feel it in your hips, feel in your groin. Really try to keep your toes pointed forward, because as you sit in this stretch, the tendency is for your feet to point outwards, and proper squat is with your toes pointed forward, maybe a slight outwards, but for the most part you want those toes pointed forward. And again, focus on keeping that back straight. I try to sit in here for about a minute, really take my time and just try to loosen up the hips. This is long term. I've made a lot of progress and will continue to use this exercise. You should use it as well. So as I say, you can just grab onto like a wall or a bar, any object that's going to allow you to balance yourself and stay in that full squat position. Next, move into the rotations that you've already done in the morning routine. Neck, shoulders, forward and back. I'm just doing 3 in each direction, going through it nice and quick, but again, quality with the movements, working out the arms, the shoulders, trying to do that full range of motion. So you should be pushing it. It should feel a bit of strain at the very end of your range of motion. If not, you're not pushing far enough in your range of motion. So just really focus on pushing your limits a little bit, not trying to hurt yourself, but really try to feel the tightness and work through it. This is going to help with your joints. You won't feel as sore after training, before training, when you wake up in the morning. It's going to help you with longevity as you get older. So these rotations are great for just general health as well, but definitely for any athletes. Doing some hip rotations, some groin rotations, in and out. Again, just three or four each direction. Trying to warm up the body but still be very efficient with our training. The warm-up's so important, so never neglect. Some people may watch this and be like, oh, I'm just going to do the sprint exercises and the strength exercises. That's a tendency, but really focus on doing a really good warm-up every time. The more attention you give to mobility and stretching, the better athlete you're going to be, the less you're going to get injured. So never skip the warm-up. Now I'm doing some leg swings, and I mean, you can hold on to a wall if you want to do this, but I would recommend that you try this on one leg because it's also going to improve your balance. So I just stand on one leg, try to keep your planting foot, your toes straight on your planting foot, slight bend. So I do feel like a little bit of tension in my hamstring on my planting foot, and then I'm just swinging, trying to go a little bit higher each time, starting off pretty low, but then nice high kick, a little bit higher each time, and curl in the back. I should feel it in my quad in the back, my hamstring in the front, also working arm movement, staying up nice and straight. Then I just go into a typical dynamic soccer warm-up. You've probably done this 100 times. Do some skips, high knees, butt kicks, all of these things. Just focus on nice sharp movement, a little bounce, a little spring in your step. Just going through the motion. This is, I mean, at this point, you've probably done this, as I've said, hundreds of times. So you know all these exercises. Really just focus on quality and starting to get a little more movement, getting blood flowing into your body, because you are going to do some running, some sprinting exercises. So you want to make sure that you're nice and warm. Opening up the groins, closing the groins, different variations of kicks. And again, I'm just doing each one maybe 5-6 reps, 3 on each side, something like that. You can go 10 yards forward, 10 yards back, or 20 yards forward, and then do another exercise on the way back. But going through all those motions that you usually do, just nice and quick. So not rushing, still doing them with quality, but not doing unnecessary amounts of repetitions. And you're still getting benefit from this if you're actually pushing it. If you're just going through the motions, then you're getting nothing. But if you're getting a little stretch, focusing on feeling it in the hip, feeling it in the groin, feeling it in whatever area, whatever muscle group you should be working with that exercise, really try to feel the stretch, then you're going to get the benefit. It's going to improve your flexibility. It's going to improve your mobility. It's going to get you warmer so you have a better workout. These are very important. These are a single leg hamstring to hip flexor hold. So I'm bending forward, really focusing on keeping good balance. And when I come up, I'm driving my knee, focusing on picking up my toes, and I should feel the tension in my hip flexor. I'm trying to bring that knee as high as I can, focusing on good, almost running, well, definitely running mechanics, pumping the arm, but keep your toes, lift your toes up, lift your knee up, lift your hip flexor up. And you should feel that. Hold for about a second. Just really feel it. Try to tighten it, because this is strengthening your hip flexors. It's going to help you pump with more power when you're sprinting. On the way down, you're focusing on that hamstring. I should feel it in the back of my leg. Really pause. Fight for balance. If you ever feel like you're going to fall over, do not give up. And here I just did a little bit of running back and forth. So the first speed and quickness exercise you're going to do is the bands. And we're just going to do one set of each exercise, 3 different exercises. This first one is lateral strides. And I'm just trying to move my feet as quickly as possible. With the resistance, I'm trying to push out as far as I can, but still focusing on being quick. So you can go for about 20 seconds. That's what I recommend. But in reality, I'm just trying to go as fast as I can until I start to lose my quality. When I feel I'm getting sloppy, then I'll just stop and rest. And then I'll move on to the next exercise. So again, resting in between and focusing on just kind of recovering. I want to feel that I've recovered enough that I can go and really push myself as fast as I can on the next exercise. So obviously you can get different strengths of resistance in the bands, but challenge yourself. It should feel a little awkward, should feel heavy. You should feel like you're fighting against something. These are the forward strides. Focus on pumping your arms there. Here, this is another hip flexor exercise, really strengthening those hip flexors. So this one, rather than speed, it's more power and hold, power and hold, power and hold, drive and hold. Working on that arm movement as well. I should be getting my arms up a little higher. I want to pump them with a little more power. But lifting those toes up, lifting your hip flexor, your knee up, really driving it forward, focusing on that good power and pump. So now I'm going to do the same exercises, but I'm going to do them without the resistance band. Again, I'm just doing one set for each exercise. But now that I don't have the resistance, I feel a little faster, feel a little more explosive, and that's the idea behind it. Doing the forward strides, really focus on good arm movement here. If your arm mechanics are off, it's going to be very awkward and it's going to be difficult to keep your rhythm. So really focus on your arms. Again, hip flexor, pump and hold, pump and hold. Focusing also on that planting foot, really planting with good power, good balance, strength in your toes, having a strong foot, so flexing your ankle, flexing the balls of your feet, and really pumping, keeping your upper body up nice and straight as well. Don't hunch over with your back. Good core strength as well. Moving forward, so this is the quick step, a lateral quick step. So all these exercises, you're going to do a little quick movement and then accelerate out of it. So here watching, this is the figure eight. Again, I'm just doing one set each direction. And because I was walking back, I clipped these. So usually I would just walk back and focus on my breathing. As soon as I got back, I would go into the next one. So you're working on your speed, a little recovery in between. But even if you're tired, just go for it. Focus on that speed again so you're getting some stamina out of it. This is the next set of exercises. The first one is a quick step. So quick forward, quick back, and then accelerate through. Then you're going to go into a side shuffle there, side shuffle back, accelerate through. On both sides, again, just one set, one repetition for each side. This is a cross step, so instead of a side shuffle, I'm stepping across my front foot and then sprinting forward. You'll see if you watch it a few times, cross step, and then sprinting forward. These side ones and the cross step are really good for improving your defending technique. This is a rotation, so instead of cross-stepping or shuffling, I'm actually planting on that foot and rotating away, rotate away, and sprint out. After that, we'll quickly move into some skill training. So we've seen this exercise before, but I like it because it incorporates everything. Some fast feet, dribbling, shoulder check, playing a pass. So play your pass, then shoulder check, half turn, dribble with pace, turn, play that pass again, shoulder check. So you're getting your dribbling, you're getting your passing, your first touch, your awareness, playing with your head up. And again, you can go for about 30 seconds, but I am just going, I'm pushing my pace as fast as I can until I get sloppy, until I like fall over my feet or I can't handle the pace of the drill anymore. That's when I stop, and then I'll just juggle in between. So if it's getting too easy for you, you have to go faster. Try to keep your quality as long as you can. But as soon as you get sloppy, that means, okay, you need to take a rest, and then that would be one set. So as I said, you could go 30 seconds, but really I'm just trying to push myself as fast as I can until I feel I'm getting a little sloppy. Maybe I misplace a pass or I fall on my feet or stumble a little bit. That means that that's good for that set. And then I'll do 50 touches of active rest in between. So focusing on juggling while you're breathing a little heavy. Can you keep the ball up and not drop it? And then once you've done 50 juggles, you feel you're recovered. Even if you're still a little tired, get ready to go. You're going to do that three times. So three sets. And again, it could be 30 seconds or it could be just one set until you feel sloppy, which should be about 30 seconds if you're really pushing the pace. I mean, if you're incredible fitness and amazing skill and you never get tired, that's one thing. And here I probably did a little more than 50 touches. I think I just felt like I was still a bit heavy and a bit heavy or felt a bit tired. So I just want to take a little more rest so I could really push it on the set right here. And then I would go forward and do it again. There I was just kind of fixing. Anytime I have a bad pass, instead of just moving forward or a bad touch or something I didn't like, I try to do it again and again until I get the proper pass, the proper technique that I would like. So I don't run away from my mistakes. If I make a mistake, I try to fix it right away and try to play with the technique. Why was it bad? What do I need to change? So really focus on dribbling quickly, quick changes of direction. Everything's just nice and sharp. This is a skill drill, but it's also stamina. With all these drills, I want you to practice going as fast as you can, playing at match speed. Obviously, you want to keep your quality, but you need to really push the pace because that replicates a game. If you're just hanging out, you're just chilling, you're just having some touches, like it's good that you're on the ball, but realistically, that's not going to convert to anything in a game. So here, this is the same drill, except now I'm adding a movement, so a one-on-one move, a little quick skill move to make an inch of space, and a quick shot. So the shooting, I'm not necessarily blasting the ball, and it really depends on what area you're playing in. If you're maybe you're doing the at-home alternative, you're just going to do a lighter shot, but you're focusing on making good contact with your laces. So I'm just focusing on quick movement and then get my shot off on target. Hit the net every time. Hit the spot that you're trying to hit every time. Focusing on good flex foot, the quick dribbling, the movement, the sharpness of movement. It's all still there, similar to the passing one, except now I'm focusing on 1v1 skill and then getting my shot away, alternating right foot, left foot. When I get a little tired, get sloppy, then I'm going to go back into my active rest with the juggling, alternate juggling, just keeping that ball up. If you're not the best juggler, it's going to be tough. Even if you are a good juggler, as soon as we start to get tired, our focus goes and our technique starts to go. So really focus on keeping composed, keeping that ball up in the air while you're tired. Don't just go through the motions. Really focus on the importance of taking care of the ball when you get tired, because that's so important in games. Try different skills, different variations, vary it up. Don't go the same way every time. Don't do the same move every time. Can you be unpredictable with your dribbling in practice so you can convert to games? So after the skills, we're going to move into a quick core routine. The first one is just a farmer's walk. So you can pick up a plate. I'm carrying a 45-pound plate here, and I'm just walking about, I'm going to guess, like 20 yards. So maybe 10 yards forward and 10 yards back. You could do 20 if you have the distance, and then just switch and come back. While you're doing the farmer's walk, focus on trying to stay up as straight as possible. So you're just holding a plate on one side. It's going to work your transverse abdominals. You can feel your abs, like feel the tightness. The side that you're holding the plate on, it's actually the other side of your core, which is working the most. Now, the tendency is for you to lean to one side. You really want to focus on keeping your upper body as straight as possible. Focus on where you plant your feet, planting your toes forward, keeping your glutes, your butt tight. Keeping everything nice and straight, because the weight wants to bend you over. You want to fight against it and keep yourself nice and straight and strong. So this is the farmer's walk. Again, just one rep for each side, or one walking set of, as I said, 20 yards per each side. And then I would just walk and put that plate back, and then I would move into the next exercise, which is going to be a front bridge. So I'm going to do four different bridges, and the first one is just a front plank or front bridge. I'm just holding 30 seconds, but really focusing on the tightness, the quality of the moment, the movement. And I mean, this looks like no movement. It shouldn't be any movement, but if you're really flexing, so I'm tightening my stomach, tightening my belly button, sucking my belly button in, tightening my glutes. You can even see like my shorts are getting sucked into my butt because I'm really focusing on tightening my glutes and my hamstrings. Then I would go to the side. So a side bridge on each side, 30 seconds. You go right into that, no rest in between. Focus on lifting up your bottom hip, lifting up your lower leg, lifting up your abs, the side of your stomach, which is closest to the ground, really bringing it up, trying to keep a straight line from your feet all the way up to your head. And you can put a hand up in the air. You can put your hand on your hip. Just really focus on keeping nice, tight. Don't let your bottom side slouch. So don't let your hips slouch to the ground. Don't let your legs slouch to the ground. Keep everything nice and tight. This is a side bridge. So again, doing about 30 seconds on each side. I'm just counting in my head. I don't have a timer going, but really focusing on keeping nice and tight, flexing my abs, sucking my belly button in, keeping my glutes. Glutes are so important when it comes to your core. A lot of people think it's just your abs, but it's really your backside as well. So your lower back and your glutes and your hamstrings, focus on keeping those nice and tight. This is going to help you just with all around athleticism. It's going to help you reduce injury. This is a glute bridge. So feet right together. I should probably have my knees even closer together. They may come together at some point here. Picking up my butt, picking up my hamstrings off the ground, keeping my abs tight, keeping a straight line from my shoulder blades all the way up to my knees. and focusing on really tightening that glute. So you can see I'm feeling my butt, I'm feeling my quads, I'm feeling my abs. Is everything nice and tight? Does it feel the same degree of tightness on each side? After that, we're going into the explosive leg movements. The first one is a squat. So I'm just squatting down and powering up. All these movements, control down, power up. So it's not like crazy. Like realistically, you could do a squat jump if you want. For me, I'm just focusing on good form. My squat is something that I've really been working on. It has improved a lot, but it still has a long way to go. And you'll see here when this side angle, I'm leaning forward too much. I really want to try to sit down and stay straighter up. I still have to figure out the technique. I probably have too much tightness in my hips, but it's something I'm working on. So try to keep your feet on the ground, your toes pointed forward, squat down, chest up. But all of these movements focus on nice control and then push with power. You're not going super slow. We're not training to for hypertrophy. We're not training for strength. You'll get those benefits, but we're training for power, because we want to train for powerful, explosive legs that are able to push off the ground quickly or kick a ball powerfully. You can see in my voice, I'm talking with power. This is a quad extension. So some people are scared of this exercise. Honestly, I love this machine. Great for quad development. If you're looking to build up your quads, you can do some hypertrophy training with it as well. But while we're doing the training, don't lock out your knees. I think that's what's really can cause some injuries. So don't really push out so I can feel it in my kneecaps. I want to stop when I'm about like 90% of the way there at the top. So quad extension. Then you would do a calf raise. On the calf raise, I'm getting a stretch at the bottom. So I'm really trying to go like past 90 degrees or past where I would if I was just standing flat on the ground. And I want to feel a stretch in my calves here and then push up with power from my toes. So stretch at the bottom, feel it in your calves, push off, feel the tightness in your calves as you hit the top of that range. So this is 1x20 method. It was, I believe the guy's name was Dr. Yusuf. I forget exactly his name, but he came up with this method, and it was basically a method like how can we do the least amount of work and get benefits. And they tested a lot of different athletes, groups of athletes, and they found that they could do one set of 20 reps relative, not like crazy heavy weight, but more so focusing on the power of the movement, and it converted into faster sprint speed and better performance on football fields, soccer fields, basketball courts. And the great thing is that the players were able to do it during season, so they weren't getting tired out by their weight training session. So I've applied this method. I've been using it for a while. It allows me to still train my legs even though I play games like 4 times a week, and sometimes I have practices and doing multiple sessions. So obviously I don't do it every day. I listen to my body, do that body awareness. Sorry, this is a hip abductor and hip adductor. So closing, pushing your hips in, pushing your hips out. Really just sit back, try to have your back on the seat, focus on nice straight upper body, and then as you push out, you're either flexing with outside or squeezing with the inside. Here I'm squeezing in the middle. Don't just go through the motions. With any weightlifting exercise, you should think about stretching at one side and contracting, squeezing at the other. So most people just pick up a weight and move it. It's not how much weight you move, it's how you move the weight. So it's better to do with less weight and just really focus on stretching at the bottom of the motion and squeezing at the top. So hip abductor and hip adductor. Most guys would never sit on these machines, but seriously, for any athlete, these are so important. These are going to help your overall sports performance, help you avoid injury, take care of your body. So many good benefits to using these machines and doing these types of exercises. This is probably my favorite machine. It just came into the gym. You may not have access to one, but you may have seen girls love this exercise. They'll put like a barbell on their hips, and then you just thrust it up. It's called the glute thrust. So kind of like that glute bridge we did in the core circuit, similar here. So you could have a barbell on your hips and then just push up with your hips. Maybe your back's on a Bosu ball or your back is on a bench. But if you have a machine like this, take advantage of it. So I'm going down, my feet are together, and pushing up at the top, really flexing my glute, tightening my hamstrings, tightening my abs, thrusting forward. So thrusting my pelvis up and tightening my hamstrings and my glute as tight as possible. This has been proven to be even more effective than a squat. Obviously, the studies that shown that, they were probably doing a little more weight than this, but doing this exercise is going to help you become more athletic. Just really focusing on developing my glutes and training my glutes and my hamstrings has definitely made me faster and more explosive. I honestly probably didn't have any glutes until a couple years ago, and it's just because I didn't know any better. So here's another exercise that's really going to help, which is a hamstring curl. And all these, you're just cruising through them. You're doing 1x20. You just do one set. So really focus on the quality of that set, because you're only doing one, 20 repetitions. Focus on good weight, but most importantly is the form and the power. So you're going to progress each week, try to do a little bit more, try to do it a little better, a little more explosive. You don't want to like throw the weight around crazy, especially on the way down. You really want to control it on the way down. So here I'm going all the way down. I'm feeling a stretch in my hamstrings, bringing it all the way down to my heel, and then curling it up, bringing that pad all the way to my butt. Squeeze at the top and then come down, stretch at the bottom. So those were all the leg exercises. Now at the end of your workout, you have the option to do some bodybuilding. So this may seem crazy, but for me, I usually do like one exercise, maybe two. So I'll pick a body part that I'm doing, and let's say for example here I'm doing biceps, so I want to train some arms, so I'm doing biceps. So my bodybuilding for the day would be, I would just pick bicep curl. And I'm just going to rep out like crazy amounts of reps. So I'm going to pyramid up and I'm going to pyramid down. I'm going to start with a really light weight and do about 20 reps. And then, so I've sped up the video here so you don't have to watch me do. It was about 7 minutes it took me to do all this, but we'll go through it in about 2 minutes. So I'll rep up. So first set, I would probably do about 20 at a low weight. Then I would increase the weight, maybe get 15, increase the weight, maybe get 10. Work all the way up to about 2 or 3 reps, and then I'm going to pyramid back down the other way, doing about 30 seconds rest in between. So here you're going to get, I mean, this isn't sports specific, but or soccer specific, but let's be honest, just being strong all over, total body strength, it's going to benefit you. And if you want to get the benefit of improving your physique, feeling better about the way you look in the mirror, then you can do a little bit of bodybuilding. All I'm going to say is I'm going to limit you to only 15 minutes. So if you're going to do it, you don't have much time, because I don't want you to be in the gym doing things that aren't in our number one goal of becoming more effective on the field. I want you to save your energy for that. So as you can see here, I'm hitting a higher weight. I'm only getting 5 reps there. And then I don't know what I did here, but maybe I went to 5. You can go to 5. You can go to 3. Let's see. 2, 3, 4. 5. Yeah, so it looks like I'm starting to go back down now. So reverse pyramid back down. So now I'm getting my muscles are really like pumped up with blood right now, and I'm just getting more reps. The way you develop your muscles to grow size is you got to get repetitions. Like, yes, lifting heavy weights is good. You're going to improve your strength. It's going to force your muscles to grow as well. But I found, as far as muscle definition and getting the pump that you want, getting blood into the muscle, you have to get the repetition. So I just do one exercise and get crazy reps. Most people would train arms and they would do like 5 or 6 different exercises. I'll get more benefit out of doing one exercise and just getting like 10 sets in. So at the end there, I did an isometric hold as well. It's basically like you just squeeze the muscle at the very end of your set, or the exercise that you're going to do, just squeeze the muscle. So I just tensing my biceps and squeezing them, getting more blood in them.
Whenever I have time, I come in the sauna at the end of a workout. There's lots of benefits that have been proven to come with consistent sauna use. So you can't just come in here once and expect to get all the benefits. But if you do it on a consistent basis, you can improve your endurance. It's been scientifically proven that consistent, so that means anywhere from 10 to 30 minutes multiple times per week, let's say about 3 times per week, will improve your endurance, your stamina. So your ability to run longer and be more effective on the field without actually practicing running or putting into fitness. So it's a great benefit if you can be consistent with your sauna practice. Like I said, depends on how much time I have, but I am in here 4 times a week, probably 4 or 5 times a week. sometimes just 10 minutes. Sometimes I can find enough time to go 20, 30 minutes. But again, it's all about efficiency. I don't want you guys to spend hours in the gym. So it really depends on you. I'll usually bring a book with me. So I would start and I would do like 100 jumping jacks just to get the sweat going. So also benefits of sweating out toxins, releasing everything in the pores, getting it out through the skin. Very important. If you're not sweating on a consistent basis, you are more likely to be sick and ill. So there's lots of benefits to that. Also to help you lose weight. Yes, some of it's water weight. Excuse me, but also sweating out those toxins. So there's lots of benefits. You feel good. It's nice on your muscles. It's also going to help with recovery. It's going to release tension in the muscles. So there's benefits in that sense as well as far as recovery. But I do it for the stamina. I do it. It just makes you feel good. Do it for a little bit and come on out and you'll see, wow, that feels good. Something about the heat shock proteins. I don't know the exact science of why, but something about heating your internal body temperature up. And it just forces your body to, again, you're going to burn more calories. The act of thermogenesis, your body heating itself up, and then it has to cool itself down. So you're going to burn more calories like that. But for me, the big thing is stamina. It's also going to help with your breathing. It's going to help you release any mucus that you may have. I don't have that problem anymore. So consistent sauna use, I would really recommend it. Like I said, I'll come in, do about 100 jumping jacks. Then you can do some additional stretches if you want. You could do some ab work in here. I usually bring a book or just mess around on my phone a little bit until it gets too hot and I have to put it back in my locker. But I'll read a book. Anything to pass the time a bit so I can spend about 20, 30 minutes in here would be ideal. So try it out. I know you'll feel great and you'll want to keep doing it.